like I told you, the Morels are out early this year. They are. Albion is rocking. Not so much elsewhere, but Albion's doing good. Ivy and I went down there and freelanced, found a few. More than a few, maybe, but not the mother load, but we did all right. My next guest has been out wandering out of the woods for years. Did he ever find the mother load? No, but from time to time, he finds his way home, which is important. Ron Rademacher, everybody, here with me today. Ron, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Steve. I haven't found the mother load. I'm still trying to find the baby load. I mean, I'm a terrible morel mushroom hunter, but we keep trying. Hey, I got some good news for you on the climate crisis front.
All right, good.
Apparently, things are working up here where I am, which is Indian River at the moment. But anywhere north of Gaylord, there's frost on the ground this morning, and plenty of it.
Really?
So, and according to my friends over there in Pickford, Carly over there at the bait shop, it's only rumors of morels in the eastern UP so far. So, not quite yet. Unfortunately, the frost we had is not going to kill them because they're not up yet up here in the north. So, that's good news.
Really? That is good news.
Yeah. Yep.
They're still in the refrigerator.
So you can still plant.
You know, my favorite mushroom guru, Pat, the mushroom god, he says he just loves those things in the refrigerator. Point being, he likes it when it gets warm in the day, but he likes it real cool at night. Not too windy, says it's bad for him. Wind is bad. Got to have some rain.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He figures in another 40 or 50 years, he'll have it dialed in and have them figured out.
Well, it pays to have goals. You got to have goals in life. So way to go, Mushroom Pat.
There you go,
So we got a big shout out. This is important to me. I don't know about everybody else, but Beaver Island is now the 20th spot on Earth to be designated. They have an area there that's designated as an international dark sky sanctuary. So that's a real feather in their cap. And, you know, you've been out in the wilderness at night. You've seen the Milky Way at night, but kids who live in cities have never seen the night sky as it actually is. You can do it out there. You're guaranteed in that spot there will be no other light but what's coming from the stars. So,
very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, in fact, a good reason to go out there. The Lyrid meteor showers, it peaked over the weekend, but it's still ongoing. So if you want to get out and look up and see some shooting stars, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sorry, there was an Alec Baldwin joke in there somewhere, but maybe that's too soon.
Jeez. And the dark side comes out. But we have a lot of great news going on, you sick puppy, you. Trout season opens the 27th. And
I was supposed to wait?
there's something there. The National Trout Festival is going on in Kalkaska this weekend. And Baines Apple Valley assured me that there's plenty of walleye for the Walleye Festival in Freeland this weekend. So, and they've got a kids' trout fishing pond at that festival as well.
Yeah, we were at a trout.
That's.
I'm going to confess my sins here and now, and I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed to say it, but here I go. Over the weekend, Ivy and I went to a farm market, and we paid money for walleye. It was good, though. We ate it last night. It was great. It was great, but I'm ashamed to say we bought it. Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's a step in the right direction, Steve. And, you know, there are meetings available most anywhere.
Yeah. Admit that you're powerless over walleye, right? 12-step program.
Yeah, you're powerless over walleye. So, there are.
Yeah,
so you can look up for those. Other good news in Michigan this weekend, two major maple syrup festivals while we're waiting for those morels to come up. One in Shepherd, which is at the Shepherd Sugar Bush, but the big granddaddy of them all is in Vermontville. And it goes on for 3 days there. And, you know, they have an annual motorcycle gathering during this maple syrup festival, and there'll be as many as 600 bikes descend on this little two-block-long town. They have to designate whole parks just to park these motorcycles.
Really? That's
kind of
cool.
It is a wild gathering, yeah. But what a lot of people don't know is the Vermontville Maple Syrup Festival started because guys would be the first weekend they could get out and run their motorcycles, and they would all end up going there, and it just grew into this fantastic festival where you can get maple syrup, and there are lots of adult beverage stations, hydration stations.
Right. Well, you got to have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what do you wash your maple syrup down with? Maple bourbon, of course.
You got to wash down those pancakes with something.
Right.
And I will be in tomorrow night. I'll be in Newaygo at the library doing the show. So if anybody's in the Newaygo area, you come out to the library at 6 o'clock. You can hear me run on and on. It'll be a great time.
I like that. Newaygo is one of my favorite little fishing destinations. I mean, that's just call it for what it is.
Yeah, there's there's some river right through there that I can't remember the name.
Never
of
heard
it,
of it. But, there's some river right there where I go with Ivy, and she usually hogs the fish, and I put them in the box for her because I'm polite that way, Ron. It's a nice fish, Ivy. Let me put that in the box for you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And you take pictures of the dam, so that she can see what the trip was like for you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what the trip was like. No, I like Newaygo. I do, and we've been there a number of times. And today's probably not a bad day to be there. Is there ever a bad day to be on the river?
Not that I can think of. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at Indian River right now and wish I was on it. So, I'm headed to Drummond Island this afternoon. I'll give you a report from the island.
You're going to Drummond Island?
Today, right? As soon as we're done, I got to stop in St. Ignace, then I'm headed to the island. I got to interview some people over there, hike the Rainbow Trail, get some pictures
so
of that.
You're going to cross the bridge and take a right. How long is that? From Indian River to Drummond, how far is that?
It's going to take, of course, it takes a long time for me because I keep going off on the wrong roads.
But if
you went directly from Indian River to the ferry that takes you to Drummond Island, might be 2 hours.
Not too far. And you got to get some smoked whitefish. Yeah, it's the smoked whitefish delays that really screw me up. Anyhow. MichiganBackroads.com. Michigan Backroads. And the smoked whitefish is ridiculous up there. MichiganBackroads.com. If you'd like your morale report, your festival, your chow down, your donuts, your apples, your maple syrup promoted here. That guy is Ron Rademacher. That little creature over there is Bob the Turtle, and that's Helga in the back. Don't talk to her. With Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com. Promote what you've got right here on the Steve Cooper Show. Ron, happy trails.